Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
Steve Cochran on 720 WGN.
All right, 714. The highly fit David Ennett, sports legend of Chicago, even at his advanced age of 86 years old.
Okay, it's an overstatement.
Will be competing this weekend in something called the Tough Mudder.
Tough Mudder. Okay, yeah. Competing is not exactly the right word, Steve.
Well, Mary Vandeveld did this. Was it last year, Mary?
Rugged Maniac, I did. No, it was like 4 years ago now.
Right, maybe? And 4 years ago, and the infection that she picked up just cleared up this morning. and this is something that your son, Steven, asked you to be a part of.
He did.
This is a wonderful bonding thing. Is there a chance he's trying to drown you to get to the inheritance faster?
There's not enough inheritance there to make that worth it.
Oh, you keep selling
that.
There
are those Beanie Babies, though.
There is a box of Beanie Babies. He's welcome to them.
Now, I want to talk to Stephen with you, but then I want to bring in a special surprise guest who is known for his own physical fitness regimen as well. But before I do that, let me get Stephen in here to explain all of this. Here's the world-famous Steve Ennett. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Thanks for being on. You brought this up to your dad how long ago?
I actually originally booked it to do it last year, and I got cold feet, so I've been kind of putting this off. But it's been brought up a few times, but I think it became a serious consideration about 2 weeks ago.
And Dave, this is a course that, first off, where is it?
Rockford Airport.
Right. At the Rockford Airport, is it 50 obstacles?
It is 20 obstacles.
20 obstacles over the course of how long?
50? My God, we need a paramedic.
why would you say that, Mary?
10 miles. 10 miles.
20 obstacles over the course of 10 miles.
Yes.
And you go under barbed wire, you swim through mud, there's guys shooting at you with flamethrowers.
There's
packs of
wires.
Wild dogs that are sent after you.
There's one where you have to crawl under like electric wires, and you get little mini shocks.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Yes. Have you thought about just paying someone to punch you in the face and not actually doing this? It'd be a time saver.
Thought has crossed my mind.
Okay. Let me get the special fitness expert in here. Fitness expert, would you do something like this?
Hell no. I think Dave needs to see a therapist. I think that would just cure this up. Or otherwise, go back and read that Greek tragedy called Oedipus. Because I think your son's trying to do something to you.
No, you wouldn't want to kill Dad. Not in this way. Mayor Emanuel is here. Now, you swim every morning.
I swim three times a week a mile, three times a week yoga, and three times a week aerobic.
Right. That's 9 days, by the way, so we're clear.
Well, sometimes some of us, if we're really smart, we're able to realize that maybe we do two things at one day.
You double up?
Yeah.
Look at you multitasking. All right, so, Stephen, could the mayor join you as well?
No interest.
I'm
not even going to go cheer on.
All right, well, I think we could use all the help we could get, but I also completely understand staying as far away from it as possible.
Steven, is this a Northwestern themed team name or anything going on?
Yeah, do you have a team name?
Do we?
I hadn't thought about that.
You're just trying to stay alive at this point.
You can use the Ennett to win it.
We've done that for the stair climb.
Yeah, go
Mr.
For
Mayor?
It.
For the record, there's like the largest amateur triathlons going on in Chicago. It's a normal thing. You bike, you swim. I mean, swim, bike, run. Why would you go? Are there enough antibiotics in the system with CDC?
Well, I don't know, but but I will say the triathlon, and I used to cover it every year. Yeah. It sounds really hard.
Yeah. So it sounds so hard that you would rather have tiny electrical shocks throughout the course of this.
There's one event.
Why don't you just try a Jewish mother? It's easier than
There's an event called, I believe it's called the, correct me if I'm wrong, bud, the Arctic Enema, correct?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
There's parts of town we have to pay extra for that.
Is this getting cleared by FCC?
Yeah. The whole show's on delay. So, Stephen, the mayor's making a point here, I think. If you had 20 Jewish mothers scattered over 10 miles, it could be just as painful.
It will feel like an electric shock.
I think he's going to skip the shock, right? You're going to skip the electric shock.
It was the only one on the list that had a lot of medical warnings and the little skull and crossbones logo next to it. So I might just take the scenic route around that one.
Mary Vandeveld said there's another that's a wall climb with, you know, knobs on it, like a rock climbing wall, but it's a little tougher to do when you're covered with mud and it's slippery.
Oh, there's really no knobs on it, I don't think. There's just arms at the top of people pulling you over, because most of us don't make it over.
Fantastic.
Dave, Steve, how do you train for this? What I mean, because you're obviously working out all the time, but how do you train for something that's so much above and beyond?
Well, I've only known about it for 2 weeks. He's been training.
Yeah, Stephen, what do you do? Do you just have neighbors throw mud at you when you're outside? What happens?
Yeah, just climb up the side of our building. No, there was a really clear and concise training guide on the Tough Mudder website with excruciating workouts each day that slowly has been a good reality check every day that I'm still definitely not ready for this, but it at least prepares you for.
You know, it reminds me of Ross Cochran, my son, and I. We're going to do some bonding this weekend. We're going to be at the comedy show tonight and then watch a Martin Short marathon throughout the weekend while we sit. So it's similar to this.
I'm worried about you, Steve.
Except for the mud and the water.
There's a quiz on their website that says, are you tough enough? And this is, you can take the Tough Mudder quiz to figure out if you're actually fit enough to do this. So
I think crazy should be in there,
Dave,
as well.
Have you taken that quiz?
I have not taken that quiz.
Don't take
the look on Dave's face right now when you were talking, Steve, when you were talking about the regimen of working out. That's not good. Your dad was like, there's actually an itinerary? Great.
But, you know, there's the very last obstacle of the whole race, the finish line, you actually just climb up a ladder and then go down a water slide. So that sounds fun. That sounds like a nice way to end it.
I'm reversing myself.
You are?
Yeah. I want to say, Dave, I admire you for doing this. I'm reversing myself, and first of all, here's why. As a father of a senior in college, who's done a couple things special that his son asked him. I think it's admirable that your son asked you to do something.
So
if your kid still wants to be with their dad and thinks it's cool enough, you're a big shot in my book.
Right. Yeah, I think it's great.
And I'm sick and tired of Steve running you down like this.
Right.
I think it's disgusting.
But that's the job.
Because your kid wants to watch his TV show get in free off of you. And your son is trying to kill you. I actually think I admire your family a lot more than I admire Steve's.
We're right back to the whole Jewish mother thing. Stephen, last question. When you brought this up to your wife about this as an idea, what did she say?
Well, first I invited her to participate as well, and that was a hard no. So she's actually going out on a boat on Lake Michigan with her friend Saturday.
That seemed like a better call.
Smart woman. That's hard too.
She's a smart woman. And Dave, when you brought this up to Stephen's mother, what did she say?
She actually was all for it.
Because she's going out on a boat on Lake Michigan with her daughter-in-law?
It gets back to the life insurance, I think.
It's a hard choice between Chardonnay or Chablis.
Chardonnay, Chablis.
Fight on the boat. Yeah. Which one do we bring?
Yeah, another SH words that you're swimming in. Listen, Stephen, I agree with the mayor. I think it's very cool you guys are doing this, and I'm very glad it's the two of you and not me, and I look forward to the report on Monday.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks.
I'll film the whole thing.
I appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, bud. Call your mom.
Oh, good news, Dave.
Will do.
There's a listener from the 815 that says there are paramedics that are at the obstacle course.
Yeah.
Her daughter works it, so you'll be safe because there's a lot of paramedics.
They're all over the place.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
One more thing to worry about.
But this is a good example of if your kid asks you to do anything with them together, even if it's an idea that you're not wild about, you'll do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a cool thing. These are precious days. We don't get that much time anymore.
I'm actually serious about this. If, you know, like my daughter comes up to me and says, let's go to the hockey game. I'm like, I cleared everything. I don't care what's on.
Because
they're saying, I want to hang with you.
Right. Those opportunities become less and less.
I just hope we can hang with Dave on
Monday. Since their mother doesn't want to hang with you.
Right. But that comes with the territory.
Yeah.